I don't remember what we were talking about.
Your dry rolls.
Oh my gosh, dry rolls. I don't think that's weird. Like, there's weirder things that people eat.
Like what? Like what? Please enlighten me.
Pickles.
Oh my god. Yeah, pickles are disgusting. Even when you used to get, well, when I used to eat burgers from McDonald's, and they come with a gherkin. Oh my god! If you put that in my cheeseburger, I'll karate chop you. Gherkins are disgusting.
What are gherkins?
Pickles.
No, but a gherkin's like baby cucumbers.
Oh, is it?
Oh no.
Don't know. You have to ask a cucumber.
No, because you know, like, there's certain, like, grapes are dried up. No, raisins are dried up, like, plums and prunes.
Yeah, that's a weird.
So it's gherkin, prunes like, something.
Prunes are dead.
I think I've tried them, but I don't think I would.
No, prunes are dead. I don't really like dried apricot either. I can eat it. But...
Oh, dried apricot, I don't mind.
What about them glazed cherries? I think they're dead as well.
No, I'm not a fan.
Dried mango is beautiful.
I just prefer the actual mango.
Nah, dried mango is beautiful. Like, sensational. Sensational snack. The SS. No games.
I don't know. Mango's a good fruit, though.
Yeah, for sure. I don't even want to talk about fruit. I love fruit too much. Passion fruit, strawberries, blueberries. A peach every now and then.
Oh, I haven't had a peach in a minute.
Bananas are essential. I have a pear tree. Cherries are paying.
Oh, I've just shown you. I have a pear tree.
You have a pear tree?
Mm.
Yeah, that's piff. I'm not... Yeah, I can eat... I like pears. I don't mind pears, but they're not my first choice. I like pineapple. Oh, I love watermelon. Watermelon is the best.
Yeah, watermelon is good.
Watermelon is the best. When you get a nice juicy one with a big slice. Mwah. Or even if you're in Marks and Spencer's or Waitrose, it's a bit expensive, but £2 for £5 of fruit. The mango is nice, but the watermelon is beautiful.
I bought
beautiful
one of those fat slices.
Trust what from the
from the market once.
Yeah, yeah.
And like I couldn't finish it.
Was it paying?
It was alright. It wasn't as sweet as I wanted it to be.
I hear that.
But anyway. What I do.
Is it actually recording?
Yeah, it's been recording this whole time.
Oh, raw. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
I really shouldn't be eating. I meant to be talking, but...
Nah, man, you gotta live. You gotta eat. You can do... If worse comes to worse, you know, you can just chop and screw. You know what I mean?
Can't come and kill my...
Cut it. Vocals and the food, you know, it's crazy right now. It's crazy right now.
I'm done. But yeah. It's Mary and Friends. It feels weird recording because I haven't recorded properly in ages. And I think I need to get back on the thing again because I was basically focusing on like the events, like the Mary and Friends live shows.
Jeez.
And I am doing the whole thing on my own, so it's kind of like hard to be able to organize about everything. True. But I am on the path to finding people to share the load with. So
on a path to greatness, B.
Jeez.
On a path to greatness.
So, yeah, I'm going to just, like, do what I can and, like, try and do both. If not, just, like, watch out for the other blah-de-blah-de-blah.
No, you'll be fine.
Yeah, it'll be cool.
You got it.
But, yeah, I'm with a friend, a singular friend. And, yeah, hi.
What's up, girl?
What's up?
What's up, girl? What's good, man? What's happening, man?
You're not an American. Stop begging it.
Wow. burners. I was literally about to go, what, 2 events down and you're G'd up. And then she just firing shots at me. I was about to show love as well. Allow it. You're not from the state.
I'm Nigerian.
I know, you know.
I'm Nigerian. My insults is like a form of affection.
He wasn't ready.
Yeah. That's actually how it is being a Yoruba girl.
Yeah.
Nah, I hear that. Yardies are on each other as
I'm
well.
I'm not Yardie. Oh, as well.
But I think Yardies are just rude. You feel me?
Yeah, Yardies are way more rude.
So we're rude. But we can control it. You get me? You get me? Huh?
Can you?
Well, some of us can. Not the people in the Caribbean shop. You know what? I went to a Caribbean shop like what? I think, bruv, it's even the one around the corner from you.
What? That way or that way?
Down the hill, near Tesco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The woman in there is bare nice. Like, literally, last time, where was I? I can't remember where I was with two girls, I think. And one of them got a free patty. Like, someone bought one and then Jay gave her an extra one for free. And she was mad nice. Like, I was like, rah, this Caribbean's lit. Come with love. Everyone else, like, come like they don't want you to shop in a shop.
Yeah, true.
Like, I feel like they're going to throw, like, some jerk chicken at me or something. I'm vegan. Get out. Like, yo, allow
it's
me.
It's actually true. Before we talk about your vegan, what is your name?
What's my name? Like, What's my name?
You said hi, but you didn't
actually. Oh, sorry, I didn't introduce myself. Okay. So, I go by the name of Kane05. So yeah, you can call me whatever you like, you know, whatever you like, it's cool. We're wrong with anything. We like to make the ladies happy, so whatever you want to call me.
Yes, I'm done.
That's it. But yeah, it's actually interesting that you brought up the vegan thing, because we should talk about that. That'd be cool.
The V-gang.
To hear you talk about that a bit.
Yeah.
But
what, you're pesky, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would say I'm pesky, and as in pescatarian, but I don't really have dairy products. No. I don't really bang cheese.
Yeah, I hear that.
Or yogurt, or I have plant-based milk.
Yeah, plant-based milk is the way, man. It's I find it nicer. Like, I've never really been a fan of milk too tough.
I used to like milk a lot.
Is it?
Mm.
Is it what you'd like, have a glass of milk?
I could be, yeah. Or have hot chocolate with a lot of milk.
Yeah, to be fair, I used to have something like that maybe, or with my Oreos, or even, you remember them, is it Nesquik?
The straw ticks.
Yeah, straw ticks are bang. Yeah, yo, so I used to bang that, but that's like milkshake, you feel me? But well, other than that, I just have cereal, really. But I did used to love yogurts. But I still do really like yogurts, and I have soy ones and stuff. And
are they nice?
Yeah, I think they're better. Like, I generally think I prefer soy milk to cow's milk. But
I don't really like soy milk, but I'll have, like, almond milk.
Nah, soy milk's not good for you anyway. It has a lot of, what's it called?
Fat.
Nah, the female,
estrogen.
Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it has a lot of that in it, so there's better ones. Like, the nut milks are good if you can have nuts. Pause. And then my personal favorite is oat milk. But it's sweet.
Oat milk is nice. Yeah,
oat milk is pang.
Yeah, oat milk is really nice, actually. Yeah. Oat milk is good. I usually have that when I go to a coffee shop.
Yo, yeah, that with your coffee is important.
I'll have it with hot chocolate, though. I don't drink coffee.
Oh, okay, I hear that.
But, I'm pesky. I don't really eat much dairy. I'm an on and off fish eater. Like, I'm not really strict. Like, I do aspire to be completely vegan one day.
V-way.
But I do eat a lot of chocolate. And I am an on and off, like, fish eater. Like, I wouldn't say all my meals contain fish, but sometimes they do, kind of thing. But, like, I'm not strict on myself in regards to a diet. I sort of just stopped eating meat just because, like, it kind of affected my stomach.
Is
like,
it?
Yeah, so I just started eating it less.
As in what, like, you just feel, like, mad bloated or something?
Yeah, and, like, slumped and shit.
Yeah, yo, the Caribbean food, if you're eating meat, yeah, you man are eating oxtail or jerk chicken and your curry chicken.
And then you'll be ready and to rice sleep and peas. Afterwards.
Blood, after you ate that, you're sleeping.
Literally going
especially,
to sleep.
Especially for the smokers and them people there. Yeah, yo, oh you man are gosh. Off. Yeah, off. Done. Instantly. You'll be sitting there. And you'll be like, raw.
Absolutely bedtime. Done for, you're right. It's peak.
But
it's
even, peak. Like, that's the carbs as well, though. Like, that is the rice and everything as well, you feel me? Like, it's all one.
Yeah, very so. True. But, yeah, and, yeah, I have quite a few vegan friends and, like...
Is it?
I have, yeah, and I've also practiced vegan diets, like, for, you know, periods of time. But, like, I guess my complacency and my laziness... always like made me trail back to
I hear that yeah.
But yeah, what about yours?
Myself, so what, I've been vegan for a year, nearly 2 years in September, I believe. Before that I was vegetarian, and then before that I was pescatarian.
Oh really?
Yeah, I think I did like six months.
Okay.
So I went to fish first. But I used to, like, my favourite food was ackee and saltfish.
Okay.
You feel me? So that for me was a burner. But you know what? I had a vegan ackee the other day because it was just ackee, like, peppers.
I swear, is ackee not vegan?
No, ackee is, but yeah. Most places put fish in it.
Okay.
So I found a plain one that they said they make it fresh and they put fish in it if you want it.
Okay.
And that was so paying. And I was actually in Peckham at work. I don't know what the shop was, but I wish. I'm even going to check my Uber Eats after this.
So you can check it
out. People need to know. Plus, I need to know again.
So you can go there again.
I swear down. Like, but yeah, so overall, I don't mind it. Like, I have always been a big fan of fruit. The only thing with me is I have a mad sweet tooth.
Mm.
So sometimes...
Do you not eat chocolate then?
Not unless it's soy.
Okay.
You feel me? Like, normal chocolate, I don't eat. No.
So do you seek out, like, vegan chocolate often?
Yeah, 100%. Oreos are my best friend.
Okay. What, vegan Oreos?
Yeah, Oreos. Vegan Oreos. Yeah, Oreos are vegan.
Okay.
It's one of them ones that says may contain milk. Like, they're probably done in the same factory, but they don't have milk in them. They're actually soy.
Okay.
So, yeah. Like, probably some... Well, to be fair, I should really say I'm plant-based, because if you're vegan, then it's the whole lifestyle. You feel me? Like, your shoes can't be leather, you can't wear leather jackets.
That is certain, like, people. Would you say on that, you're on that level?
You know, I don't really wear leather. I've had shoes and I've got shoes which are leather, like, since I've been vegan, to be fair, because I'm mad into shoes as well. So that probably is my vice on that part. So I should say I'm plant-based, really. And, well, to be fair, I was having honey, but now I'm onto agave. So that, and that
agave is what, healthier?
Agave is from a cactus, I believe, and it's just like, it's just as sweet as a as honey, and it's, I think it's even nicer, but it's expensive.
That's the thing. Yeah, I've seen,
but to be fair, manuka honey and them things there are pricey, bro, like
honey
£20
in general is expensive, to be honest.
But yeah, I was getting the little one from Lidl for like £120 when I had honey pot. But yeah, man, I always say to people, just do your own thing. Like, I researched it and I was interested in it, and it was something which I was like, cool, it's kind of like a challenge. And I want to do my bit. Like, I love animals, to be fair. I try not to step on nothing. I try not to body nothing. But you know, sometimes when things are in my room, they have to just hold length.
Someone's like, with you.
Yeah.
Gone with you, you little insect.
Yeah, man, I have the whole length, but...
I need to banish
you. I know, I shouldn't. But yeah, man, anything living, you just have to keep it living, you feel me?
I hear that.
And yeah, so I feel doing my bit is good. But there's always more I could do, you feel me? Same for everyone. So I feel like just do what makes you happy. And research what you're eating, you feel me? Like, if you do want to eat chicken and chips every day from Morley's and Boss Man, make sure you do your research about them chicken shops and that, because, fam, the chicken that some people are eating is mad. You feel me? Like, mad antibiotics.
Do you believe that they're actually eating pigeon?
I don't know about pigeon, but, like, the chicken in general is, like, GMO, bro. Like, they're growing chickens with no wings, so they don't have to strip the chickens. Like, this is from years ago as well. Like, I've been told this. This, like, from KFC and the big companies to make their life mad easier. Like, what? Even, like, I don't know how KFC ran out of chicken, though. Did you see that?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
I can't believe that.
KFC had no chicken, B. But you know what? KFC is dead anyway, because...
What was that for? What do you think?
What, they ran out of chicken?
Yeah, what was that?
I don't even know, bro. Maybe they just missed delivery and they just messed up, like, some dumb shit. You feel me?
Man said...
Or something happened, like, maybe something inside happened, you feel me? Like, they had to get rid of some because something happened. Or maybe I'm just going too deep. But,
imagine, like...
like, some deeper thing, like...
Some KFCs only had, like, 3 things on the menu.
Yo, like, gravy and chips. Gravy, chips and corn.
And one little burger.
Meal deal.
Can you imagine?
Brother.
Oh my
but yeah,
God.
KFC used to be 10 times better. When they had the Twister meal that came in a silver foil, I remember that like it was yesterday.
Oh, the wraps.
That was the pangest thing. And their mayo that they used to put, it's not even mayo, it's like a garlic thing. Oh my God, it was beautiful when
I
used
to. Just reminiscing.
Bro, reminiscing. I was like, what, 13, 14, maybe even younger.
Imagine
like 8 years ago. Yo. But you know what? Man, move forward now. Man's on the falafel wrap now. You get me?
Falafel's paying.
You get me?
Falafel's paying.
And there's even seitan. Like, do you know what oh, I yeah, like about nice, being vegan and stuff? I found mad things that I wouldn't have found if I just ate meat. You feel me? Because I want substitutes and stuff.
Yeah, it's
like,
so true.
But being a vegan doesn't mean you're healthy. Like, don't get twisted as well. Because there's mad.
Man,
there's mad vegan junk
eating,
food.
They'll be eating like crisps.
Bro, I was eating like vegan doner. Like. Consistently when I was at work and it was paying, but it's so unhealthy. But at least
really?
I'm still
would you say it's unhealthy though because
yeah 100% it's got like loads of like it's got mad salt in it, like it's fried, it's got mad oil, like yeah 100%. It might like it depends, like I don't think some meat is necessarily bad for you. Maybe it's just that aspect of killing something for it to be your meal, you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, I personally couldn't kill something and then eat it. But, like, in Africa so and even in Jamaica, like...
They're killing their own bruv, animals.
You'll see the goat. You will see the goat.
In the morning,
running on your car, doing mad shit. Like, goats are fucking so annoyed, especially in Jamaica. And then later on that day, bro, what are you having for dinner?
The goat.
Curry goat.
Curry goat. Oh, my gosh. Curry goat.
Curry goat on your plate.
Curry running
from
goat.
The sword in.
Curry
yeah,
running.
I couldn't
goat,
do that. So that's
so
me.
For you, like that's your personal choices when it comes to like the veganism is more like moral, like
you
the
know
treatment
what?
Of
it,
animals.
It started as health, and then as I grew as a person, I would say it was more. It was everything. You feel me? Everything goes together. Because I'm not a healthy vegan. I'll eat some shit.
Yeah.
But then I do have my days where I'm mad healthy.
Conscious,
you feel me?
Yeah.
Like, mad conscious. Like, especially when I get ill. When I get ill, bro, I'm on job. I'm on job. Every single fruit, every single juice, every single herb, like, it's there.
Yeah.
It's there. And a hot drink, like, for me, I always drink hot drinks. I don't know what it is. Like, sometimes I won't drink much water in a day, but I always have my teas. You feel me? And it'll be like...
Which is kind of like water, but, like, it
yeah.
detoxes you. Anyway.
Yeah, for sure. Like, it's not... To be fair, I put a little bit of agave in there, so it's kind of sweet, but... But nah, it's peng. I got the black chai. Even comes with a little message on the side.
What's your favourite tea?
Black chai. Right now.
Black chai.
Yeah. 100%.
I'd say mine is... White tea is quite nice.
White tea? What do you mean, normal?
No, because that's black tea.
What?
White tea is actually like a different type, but it's a herbal tea.
Is it?
Yeah.
What kind of flavors is that? Is it like fruity or is it?
Nah, it's not fruity at all. It's quite mellow and like
a green tea vibe.
A green tea, but I don't like green tea, you know. Ironically, but I would say yeah, a bit of a green tea vibe. And then peppermint. I drink a lot of peppermint tea.
Oh, that's good for your belly still.
And
remember when I was ill, my grand tried to give me enough of that.
Yeah, it's good. And also, I drink quite a bit of chamomile sometimes because that helps me get to sleep.
Yeah, that helps you sleep. Yeah, 100.
Fam, I'll drink a mug and next thing I know, 10, 20 minutes.
Off.
Gone.
Yeah, come like zoot.
Literally replacement for a zoot. It's absolutely crazy.
Sensational.
It's quite annoying though, don't you think? Like when, even though I'm not a vegan... I quite support the vegan lifestyle. I'm just not there yet.
Mm.
But I think it's quite, don't you think it's quite funny, the stereotypes that people have of vegans?
It is funny, but you know, like, everything has a stereotype.
What stereotypes have you heard?
What, as vegans?
Yeah.
But I'm just dumb shit, man. Like, dumb shit, like, we only eat grass or some bullshit.
Oh,
like,
my God, yeah.
We eat grass, like, like, no, there's so many things that you eat. Like, I guarantee you, throughout your meal, like, no, throughout your day, you'll have at least 5 things which are vegan, like, normally.
Yeah, you just in me? Life. No, that's if you eat well, because some...
Not, well, unless you're okay. Eating burgers, yeah, like, even like, not, chips.
Some
chips
people don't vegan. Get their 5 a day. I catch my 5 a day.
Yeah, but even, like, pasta's vegan, rice is vegan, potatoes vegan.
But you also need to be healthy, I think. You couldn't just live off, like, mad carbs.
Yeah, I've lived off mad carbs for at least a year of my life. Really? Like, what? I used to... Yo, even now, to this day, chips. I live on chips. I love chips. And I used to just eat tuna pasta. That was my... Yeah, what? If I was broke, chips. Or if any young people are listening, if anyone has any money situations... Listen, tuna pasta is your best friend. And if you're vegan like me, rice and beans. Oh my days, I will take a grape 100%. Thank you.
What, rice and beans is in like Heinz beans?
Yep, or Branston beans, I like.
Nah, mate. You could have at least done like kidney beans.
Nah, man. Nah, that's just rice and peas. That'd be dead.
No, it wouldn't.
What, just rice and peas? You're going to get a big bowl of rice and peas.
No, like, make a sauce, innit?
Yeah, but buy, I'm saying, tomato. If you're broke, I'm saying if you're mad, dead broke.
Buy a tomato.
And you can't cook.
To be honest, you should, like, know how to cook.
Man, I'm out here can't cook.
Well,
I can cook. I'm good. Get me, I hold my own.
Out of 10, what would you say?
What? Chefing? That, what, myself? Mm. I give myself a polite... I want to go too low because, to be fair...
You cooked a meal for a babe before?
Nah. I cook meals for my brethren. Like, my boys, I'll give them some. But I cook for myself, you feel me? I don't cook for no one else. Mm. So I wouldn't cook and expect someone to say, oh, your food's bang. I know what I like, so I'm going to cook for myself, you feel me? Out of 10, bro. Well, I'm going to say the top chefs are 10s. So I'm just going to give myself a humble 6. Because I can hold it down, but I'm lazy. But I, like, if it come to it, then I know I could chef something like leng. You feel me? But I'm just gonna say humble 6.
But if you haven't ever chefed anything leng, then how do you really know you could?
No, I have definitely made nice food. Like, it's not that deep. I've definitely made like good meals. You feel me? And people have said, yeah, that's paying still. But it's just simple. Like, I don't class like your standard. What? If you're going to have pasta and sauce and da-da-da, but you make it, like, I don't class that as cooking, unless you're making a big meal that's cooking.
Mm.
You feel me?
That's like, just, like, preparing food.
Yeah, like, it's light. Like, pasta, you know, for a time I couldn't cook rice.
Wow.
I just couldn't get perfect.
Wow.
Have you got perfect rice? You got a lot.
Sometimes it's perfect. Other times, it's not. But I definitely don't ever have rice that I can't eat.
Oh my God, one girl that I know. You even know her.
Well.
You even know her. Well, I don't know if you know her or how well, but I know you definitely do know her because we spoke about her before.
Dun, dun, dun.
Spoke about her Instagram.
Dun, dun, dun.
To
I don't know who you're talking about, so.
Shall I bait them that? Well, she's a female. She's currently abroad.
But you can't give too much away.
What? She's a female. She's been abroad for a very long time.
Wait, what about that person?
I was on FaceTime to them one time, and they showed me that rice, and it looked like porridge, fam.
Really? I'm done. It looked like
porridge, fam.
I'm actually done.
But this girl, like, she always eats out, innit?
So she doesn't like, really ever
cook. So she wasn't really a chef. Obviously, little falafel wrap, all them little small things, easy. But rice, she didn't hold it down.
Nah, I can cook most things. I'm still in... I can cook some, like, dishes from, like, my home. Because I'm Nigerian, I can cook some, like, native traditional dishes.
Like, what you got in your...
Jollof rice.
It's your jollof.
Okra soup.
Right, yeah. I don't take notice in all this different places in Africa for jollof, but are you saying your jollof is the best?
Probably not, to be honest.
Oh, is it?
Where's
got the best jollof in Africa?
I don't know, because I haven't tried that much jollof. Like, I've only tried Nigerian and Ghanaian jollof, and, like, for me, the jollof more depends on the person who made it rather than the country it's from, just because I haven't tried those other countries. But I've heard that Senegalese jollof is nice. Heard that Congolese jollof is rice. I heard Ghanaian jollof is rice. No. Jollof is rice.
But what, you hold it down as well?
Yeah, I mean, we hold it down, but we're not even the inventors, so it's unlikely that we're...
How do you make jollof still? I don't even know. Enlighten me.
You have to...
Cooking with Mary.
Cooking with Mary, you know, I'm dumb. Food. You have to, like, make the stew. Basically, what makes it red. And then... You cook it in a pot, then you put the rice in, and then you cover it with foil, so you let the rice steam.
Oh, yeah, so it's just like what you do with water, but rather than water, you make the stew. And what's in the stew?
Like, plum tomatoes, spices, peppers, onions.
Yeah, pain.
Yeah, and then you, like, add more stuff when you cook it as well, and so I'm very numbing on these grapes, fam.
Let me show you the person on Instagram.
I think I know who you're talking about. Wait,
that bit. Just creeping. Yep. Shout out to Ron. Her.
She's bae, no pun intended. What do you mean, no pun intended? What's that mean?
I'm not gonna say it out loud because then that's bait.
Okay, yeah, don't do that.
But catch on, B. Sorry, it's rude to not mention people.
To
the people that are listening, you feel me? To have a private conversation.
It's true. It's actually true. They're just gonna be like, what the fuck?
You know, sometimes you can't bait out people.
Nah, like, I'm not one of those people. So.
And I don't want to put the girl on blast, you feel me? But she knows what it is, and I always mess her about it. Until the day I die, she's getting it about that rice. Because the rice looked like porridge.
Porridge,
so know. If you have any friends that can't make rice, just make them watch a YouTube video or something.
Wait, hold on, I think I need to burp.
Oh, with my genius, hasn't changed sex. What do you think of Astroworld, B?
What? Astroworld? Oh my gosh, yeah. I liked it. I think it was good. I still need to... I think there's still... What, 18 tracks?
17, I think.
I think there's probably, like, mabe still 7... I'd say maybe like 4 to 7. I've listened to all of it like a good handful of times. But I think there's probably like 4 to 7 that I haven't fully deeped yet. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, I'll keep deeping them, all of them, as time goes. But like, I've kind of deeped the rest to a point where I've made a decision on how I feel about the song. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Because like, I know you can like, you can't be too fast with making a decision on the album. But I did definitely listen to it multiple times. But I still don't know necessarily which song is which, called which and whatever. I'm not at that point yet.
Yeah, I hear that. Do you know lyrics?
No, I don't think I know lyrics.
I know lyrics, I can't lie.
I can't believe you already know lyrics. It literally came out like 2 days ago.
Yeah, man, Travis is the GOAT right now. Man, like, sonically. But hear what, like, I think Astroworld's sick, but I'm a mad Travis fan, and I'm into all the Sonics. Like, it's very Kanye Westy. You feel me? Like, Kid Cudi inspired his whole facade, his whole image. So from that, just that aspect, I like it, and I can see where it's going, and I look forward to the visuals that are gonna come with it, because I think they're gonna be important. Like, even when he did his trailer, and he's going through like Astroworld. And he's like in the trolley and stuff, and things are just flying by. And
I didn't even watch the trailer.
Like, things like that is what I want to do. So it's even like inspiring for me. So when I see it, I'm like, raw, like, man, am I doing it? So why can't I, you feel me?
And
create my own thing.
You absolutely can.
Which is wavy. But you know what? Even though I say, what do you think of the album? Da, 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 and we shouldn't have expectations on artists
at all.
Like, even though, like, everyone, and even myself was like, yo, this album should be sick. I expect it to be da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, you can't expect things. Like, you can't, even though we have, and, well, I say we, because probably more than likely, most of the people listening, if you've listened, I know I have, like, I fully forgot what I was going to say.
Look at your head. Man really wants to do filler words, so he just ended up sidetracking. I was going to say, like, it's kind of natural for listeners to have expectations of their favourite artist, though, just because...
Of course, but you got to think, like, when you wake up in the morning, you don't feel the same way that you did a week ago. You can feel similar, but you can never feel the same. You feel me?
True.
Like, so you can't expect someone's album to be the same. Like, we're all growing and we're all moving forward. Or we're trying to move forward, at least, like... Consciously, I don't think anyone doesn't think they're moving forward. You feel me? Like, even when people are depressed, whatever. Like, consciously, I don't think they're thinking. Well, they might be thinking it's bad, but then when they get out of that, then they're like, cool, it's actually not that bad. You feel me? Like, so when you're very aware, I don't think no one likes to go back. So, just from that aspect, we shouldn't have a expectation on something being someone. Oh yeah, and back to my point earlier, I just remembered, we shouldn't compare like their old stuff to their new stuff for the same thing, because they're in a different place. You feel me?
Yeah.
So like, but in contradicting myself, in comparison to all the other albums from Astroworld, like sonically and the way everything sounds and all the sounds in it, like even when we listen to that Stevie Wonder track, like, yo, the album's crazy.
It's
crazy.
Good.
Like, even what you said, the features on there as well. Bags alone.
Money in the features.
Money. Like,
yeah, so in those features, absolute stars, yeah. And I feel like there's a song to appeal to everyone.
Yeah, literally. That's what I felt like.
And he picked all the features so that everyone could sort of get involved with being interested in listening, if that makes sense.
For sure. Off that, what did you think of Drake's album?
I haven't heard it.
What? Is it? At all?
The only
song... Are you
song,
kidding me?
No. And I actually... I'm not gonna lie, I don't have intentions.
Are you not a Drake fan?
It's not that I'm not a Drake fan, but like... Bad. I'm just so unbothered by his... Like, I know I'm gonna be disappointed by that album.
What do you mean?
So I'd much rather... Like, I don't mind listening to it by accident. Like, After Dark...
Drake is...
After Dark is the first song that I heard on it.
Drake is wavy.
And I think it's actually even a good thing that After Dark was one of the first songs, because I feel like that's probably the best song on the album.
So, but, yeah, listen to Final Fantasy.
I might just end up listening to it in life. And then if I like it, then I'll be like...
Final Fantasy.
Nah, because if I like it, then I'll be like, oh, what's this song? And then I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's from Drake's album. That's how I kind of want it to be.
Okay, you want it to be just organic.
Like, I don't want to just, like, force feed myself.
But why not? You could be missing out.
Because I don't know. I feel like Drake's albums, like, few years have kind of been hit and miss.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And also, nobody's even talking about that album anymore. Do you know what I mean? So it's
but music moves so fast now.
It does.
In fact, not even just music.
Important music always stays. That's facts.
Oh, she said that, then put down headphones. Mic drop. No, I hear that, but yeah, time's moving very fast. Like everything, technology, social media, music, entertainment on a whole. Like, I remember the days you used to watch a movie maybe like Well, I don't know. People still might do this. Well, I don't think that the newer generation will do this, but like people used to watch movies back to back to back, like, but the same one. You feel me? Like, I would watch the same movie every week when I used to have to buy on cassette.
I don't even remember doing that, but probably I had
like
I remember having Tweenies tapes that I would like watch the videotape.
Yeah. But now because the internet, that no one's watching the same thing twice. Why? Keep going.
It's you true. Feel me? I mean, it is actually very, very true. But saying that, like, even in nowadays, I feel like there's certain tapes, certain tracks, certain pieces of music that people still mention and think about and revisit. And
mention one from last year.
A Seat at the Table.
Huh?
A Seat at the Table.
Who's that by?
Solange.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, I hear that.
And then, even though this wasn't last year, Channel Orange. People still talk about that album.
Channel Orange, I really like that. I don't know. Well, I don't know if people could not like that, but I'm sure there's some people which do hate on it.
Yeah, Mabes.
Huh?
Mabes.
I thought you said me. I was like, huh?
But,
I hear what you're saying. But music is more overlooked nowadays. Or maybe the standards just aren't as high.
We're just giving a lot in a lot of...
Yeah, oversaturated.
Like, I take in new music very slowly.
Is it?
That's why I haven't listened to Drake's album.
So what are you currently listening to?
I was listening to Astroworld and also Her's new...
I haven't heard Her's thing, but apparently it's fire.
It's good. It's really good.
Yeah.
And, I listen to my Discover Weekly a lot on Spotify.
Yeah.
Because I like listening to new music.
Do they plug you?
Yeah, fam, my Discover Weekly is fucking on point. Like,
is it?
Yeah, and I never know any of the songs. Or if I do, I know, like, one out of the whole playlist. And, like, bare songs that I'll, like, put in my playlist because I listen to my music through playlist.
On, like, the browse feature bit?
I think so, yeah. Or you can just type in your search, like, Discover Weekly. So I just bang that, and it changes every Monday. So I just, like, because I listen to a lot of music through playlists.
What, SoundCloud?
Nah, Spotify. Oh, like, Spotify. I make my playlist, yeah. Oh,
okay, calm.
I just add, like, the songs that I find on Discover Weekly onto SoundCloud, onto my playlist.
So is Spotify your go-to platform?
And then SoundCloud. But SoundCloud's only there for, like, the artists that I listen to that don't have their music on Spotify.
So you would go to SoundCloud just to listen to a song?
Okay. I do.
Okay.
I do sometimes.
I hear that. No, that's good. Only cause that's sick.
When it's like only that. On SoundCloud.
Exclusivity.
You can't have to, yeah.
But, like, it's kind of not... I don't, I think a lot of people are lazy now, so they wouldn't do that. Which limits us artists, you feel me? Like, myself, for example, I'm only on SoundCloud, but I plan to be until I it make depends. Noise, you feel me?
Yeah, no, definitely. I think it depends on, like, how people feel about it.
100.
More than anything, honestly, because there's certain tunes that I know that were only on Spotify, I mean on SoundCloud, so if I feel like listening to it,
you'll go there,
but I won't listen to it much because of the fact that it's on
there. Yeah, so you'd rather it be on Spotify, Apple Music, etc.
No, most definitely. I don't use any of those other ones, though.
Yeah, I hear that. I think Apple... I have a Spotify. I have a family Spotify. I put all my little brothers on it and my mum and then my friends on it as well. No.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, like, I think there's 5 of us.
So
it's calm. It's not like... I think it's like £15 a month. So it's actually pretty sick.
50... Oh, is it? You can actually get...
A family one.
Oh.
But, you have to say you're under the same address.
Yeah. But... Okay.
If we are or not isn't up for discussion right now.
So splitting the people.
Yeah, but I pay for it.
Okay.
So.
It's still cheap though.
Yeah, my cheap. And even like I get Apple Music every now and then to listen to the like OVO radio and shit like
drops,
that.
Yeah,
for sure.
I wanna get Apple Music for Beats.
Yeah, one. Beats one. That's what OVO Radio is on.
Cause I think
big up Julie on there, that's sick.
Yeah, I really like the idea of it, but I don't really listen to the shows on it.
Yeah.
Because I don't have it.
Yeah.
But getting it on Spotify would be a bit long.
This is never gonna happen, I don't think.
Or something similar.
Oh yeah, Spotify should do their own one, man.
Yeah, they probably would, but I don't think it'd like bang as much.
No, 100% it would. If they got the right person on it, 100% it would. Like, look who does beats one. Zane Lowe, obviously.
Mm.
And then, yeah, I think he has Ebro on there. Julie here.
Ebro, oh.
Like, there's, yeah, he does beats one as well. Then, obviously, they have, like, the Drake lot, because they have Apple, like, OVO. Mm. So, they have a deal with Apple. You feel me? Spotify brought big enough artists. Like, Travis is even doing a Wave Radio, and I think he's doing that on beats one as well.
That's sick.
So, if Spotify would have paid him to only play... Because Travis is just releasing like songs that didn't make it to Astroworld. Mm. He's going to make a playlist or whatever and introduce one every week or some shit. I don't know the ins and outs, but he said roughly.
Mm.
So if Spotify would have gave him money to do that, then that would be their little niche, you feel me? And yeah, that would have banged. Like, serious. That would have got bear traffic for them and himself. So little things like that can give you a massive boost. So
nah, definitely.
Just the idea. If anyone from Spotify listens
and takes you know this, where to find me.
My Instagram is Kane05. I would like that check.
Run me my money.
I would like that check.
Thank you.
Nah, I'm playing. Keep it, man.
That's funny. I'm tired, you know. I can't even lie.
Tired. Bedtime. Rotted.
Wow. Yeah, that was a sick. You heard the... fatigue in that yawn. Wow. I went out last night.
Party.
I didn't get home until like...
Well, where did you go?
The box.
Uh-uh.
I didn't get home till maybe like 4 something.
Was it wild?
5. Yeah, it was what it usually is.
I've never been. Sorry, I just...
Yeah, it's kind of wild. Been. It's cool. It's kind of wild.
Apparently, it's bare naked people.
Yeah, quite a lot.
Bare titties and that. Mm-hmm. Is that... Was actually like... Any pain girls there or anything that weren't working?
That weren't working.
So that were a just couple, out partying.
But they were amongst my group. They're usually amongst my group, but I just may not know them personally. Rolling with pain
things like
no, it, but yeah. I may not necessarily know them because, like, you're not even listening, bro. Because obviously, the girl that I go with, she invites other people as well. So every time I go, like, I'm meeting new people. Like, So. Yeah,
you get it for free.
Calm. But actually, if anyone's hearing this and you want to come to the box,
go true.
Females only.
Yeah, man, I'm gonna have to pay like £20 though.
Yeah, I think so.
Impossible.
Females only. But yeah, let me know and we can get a call in. But yeah, I went. It ended at 4, but I left at 3, and I got home. Yeah, like 4 something 5. I was so cold.
Finished. Yeah, I hear that. I think, what time did I go to sleep yesterday?
And then I had work. And I woke up at like...
the same time, but I didn't have work.
I woke up at like 8 something.
Yeah, that's
7
a lot.
Something, 8 something.
Yeah, I woke up at like 10. I was chilling.
But I think I'll have a better night's sleep tonight because I'm going to sleep fucking how many hours earlier?
Yeah, you got to get that snooze, B.
Yeah, no, it'll be calm. I'll be living my best life.
Living my best time. Living my best time. I ain't got time in these days. Living my best time.
Trust me. But yeah, I think we should round it up.
Me and my bitches swear we like the same sex. Fuck with all my chains unless I change sex. Travis is the goat. But yeah, on that note, shout out to Mary.
Shout out to Kane.
Shout out to Mary. This is Mary and Friends.
This is Mary and Friends.
Make sure you go to her next live show because it's going to pop off.
Hey, baby.
Make sure you tune in to the next episode.
The next episode.
Make sure you follow the SoundCloud.
The SoundCloud.
And make sure you follow Mary and Friends. You got an Instagram page, right?
I've got an Instagram page. Mary and Friends. Mary and FRENS.
Follow that.
Yes, baby.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Help support people.
Jeez.
You get me? Together. Hear what, yeah? To anyone that's moving, flipping bougie, because I know everyone in London loves to move bougie.
Honestly.
And not help support each other. Together we'll get so much further. You feel me? Like, if you actually like something and mess with it, then express that and help push
it. Be real about
it. You feel me? Because we'll all move further so much faster. Facts. And move the UK to a so much better place. You feel me? Especially when it's good people. Because they're just trying to do good things for the world and themselves. You feel me? And then, you know.
You're talking the things right there. Build.
Come on,
wow,
man.
Wow.
That's facts.
Wow. Big up Kane.
Big up Mary,
man. Kane05.
Love every time.
But yeah, check out his gram as well. Check out my gram as well.
Feel free.
Check out his SoundCloud
feel
as well.
Feel free. Please do. I just released a song today still.
In the bio thing, I will put the link. I don't, but people don't even see the bio on the.
Yeah, I hear that.
Because nobody goes on
that.
SoundCloud on the on the
yeah
laptop.
On the actual thing. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah, my.
But
everything for me is just Kane05, KaneZerofive. That's SoundCloud. Well, I think my SoundCloud is just 05, but yeah, man, you'll find everything. Dropping some every 5th. Well, I dropped something today, and then I'm gonna drop something special next month on the 5th of September, I believe. It's August.
Special.
Right?
It's August.
That's
yes.
So fucking scary.
It's mad.
Carnival is this month. But that's another story.
I don't have an outfit for carnival. I need an outfit.
The next episode is what?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Carnival,
yeah.
Be.
No, I'm actually gonna
carnival
do an episode about carnival.
Beat.
Yeah. I'm gonna do an episode about carnival.
Inspiration B.
Because I wanna do an episode talking
even,
about like
even,
past
even
carnival
the,
experiences.
Even the trousers you're wearing, like the pants you're wearing, is like.
Nah, this is not carnival enough.
Yeah, but it's like it's traditional.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Ethnic.
Yeah. That is vibes.
That's funny. But yeah, so it's lit.
Blessings, people.
We lit.
Thank you for tuning in.
We gone.
We appreciate it.
We gon' chill. We gon' bake off and then, man.
Baking off with the Baconsons.
I don't care about them Paganzons. I don't care about them.